but he had a lot of gusto, so to say, and he rode the range, and it was wide open. There's no trees or anything in those days, big old sage grass, they called it. And I remember him telling me some of his experiences he had riding the range, and you get lost, that everything looked a little right. There was no landmarks, you know, to go by, unless you were really familiar with the prairie. And he said he made two mistakes on his riding. One was he saw a white-tailed deer buck, and he roped him. And he says, that's one thing I shouldn't have done. Because that buck fought that rope, and he was here, there, and yonder, over us and everywhere else, he said. But he finally decided the only chance that he had is spur his horse in opposite direction just as fast as possible. And it jerked the buck down, you know, and he drug him. And he drug him until he's out of breath. And then got down and took his rope off. And the other one was what we call a Mexican lion. He roped one of those, he saw one. And I understand a Mexican lion is like a deer buck. Now, a deer buck has a lot of endurance, but a good horse can catch up with him. And a Mexican lion is fast, but only for a couple of hundred yards. I'm told their lung capacity is very small, and they run out of oxygen, see. And he roped a Mexican lion. And that was a horse's worst enemy, was in those days. And he says he never gave it a thought. And, you know, just young fella and anxious and vigorous, right. And wanted to experience an adventure. And he roped him. And he says, that's one thing I shouldn't. And he says, I turned that rope loose because his horse just went hysterical, you know. And he says, I realized the only thing I could do, and I just turned that rope loose. And he says, that Mexican lion, I guess, is still dragging that rope.
More than he could handle.
So there was quite a, that was something that he, cattle industry and the cowboys, and that's where a lot of these Texas stories come from that you hear, you know. They were tough hombres, and they were not afraid of anything, so to say. But that's all a matter of past.
I wonder where those Pecos Bill stories got started. You ever heard those?
Well, I guess I have. I don't recall.
Oh, he was supposed to die. Be a larger-than-life cowboy, kind of like Paul Bunyan.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's kind of like Wild Earp and all that business, too.
Was this a outlaw country?
Well, to a great extent it was, yeah. Coming back to your cattle branding, cattle hustling, that's why everybody put brands on. But now you might have your cow on them. It's open range. You know, everybody's cattle is out in the open range and run together. All right, your cow will be running out there, have a nice-sized calf with her, but it wasn't branded. Well, somebody come along and said, well, here's they call a maverick, if you know what that term means. There was a big rancher, and they're still heirs of descendants of Mr. Maverick, living in San Antonio. And the original Maverick had quite a herd of cattle. He finally went out of business. And he says everything that's not branded, the public can have, so to say. Yeah, the ones that were branded, of course, they took and sold. And of course, that made every animal that was subject to somebody's roping that wasn't branded, and put your brand on it.